You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Punt Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
Mercy.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. It's 17 to 10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Right, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. Their odds against. Love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes, listen on Audio Boom, or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Welcome to The Punt. We've got an exciting week of Carabao Cup action, or League Cup action, if you prefer, the second legs of the semi-finals in this year's competition. Three of the big guns of English football left in the competition. Of course, we're used to by now Bristol City, the plucky underdogs who have still given themselves a chance after their first leg match against Man City. Take it back to Ashton Gate this week. Arsenal play Chelsea in the other game. My name's John Gibby, looking ahead to this one in the company of Sam Norris. Hello, Sam, how are you?
I'm very good, John, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. This is a science centre deja vu, because this was the exact punt lineup during the first legs of these.
It was. We've become the official punt contributors for this competition. Hopefully, this same combination will yield winners, because I believe we had a couple of winners the last time we did the podcast together, John.
I think you had a couple of winners, but right. But we'll see if you can find any more this time.
Hopefully.
And hopefully attribute them to me again. Bristol City against Man City is the first of the two semi-finals, of course, takes place on Tuesday. It was 2-1 to Man City in the first leg of this. So Bristol City with the one goal deficit to overcome as they bring the game back to Ashton Gate. Bristol City are 11-1. The draw is 9-2, and Man City are 4-1 on to qualify to the final. Bristol City 10-1, Man City 33-1 on. My goodness, Sam Norris, that's a short price.
They are incredibly short. They'll probably qualify. They'll probably make it through this leg, and I think they'll probably win the match this time around in 90 minutes. Obviously, Bristol City have already knocked out Premier League opposition in this competition before. This is something we mentioned on The Punt last week. They've already claimed the scalps for Stoke, Crystal Palace and Manchester United, and they gave it a real go against Manchester City. Much has been talked about how teams set up against Manchester City this season. Teams have been criticised for not having a really good go, and the teams who have had a go against Manchester City have been applauded for that approach. Obviously, Liverpool managing to get the better of Manchester City the other week was probably the key example of that. Not every side is blessed with the attacking weapons that Liverpool have got. And I feel that, just as a side point, I feel a little bit sorry for those managers who opt to go defensive against Manchester City and get criticised for it. That certainly wasn't the way that Bristol City set up, though, in the first leg. They came, they had a good go. We went for both teams to score that week as well, which duly landed. City winning the game, Manchester City, that is, by 2-1. Bobby Reid was on the mark for Bristol City, as he has been throughout the course of the season. It was a late Sergio Aguero goal that broke the hearts of Bristol City. They very nearly got a draw in that first leg. He obviously scored a hat-trick at the weekend against Newcastle, where City were back to their devastating best, really. They clearly put the Liverpool defeat behind them. This time around, though, I'm not envisaging the game to be as close as it was at the Etihad. Went for both teams scoring that one. Erred away from calling a result because I thought Bristol City could potentially take something from the game. They very nearly did. However, their combined form in and around that match has been abysmal of late. They're still fourth in the Championship, but since defeat to Wolves back in December, they have been on a real slump in the Championship. They went on to lose their next three matches in the league, plus the League Cup defeat to Manchester City. They got a good point away at Derby on Friday night, which may well buoy them going into this game. I'd take nothing away from that was a very good point against a side who lie second in the table. They've only scored one goal in 2018, and they've already played in five games. That actually came in that reverse fixture against Manchester City, but that has to be of concern. They were held against Aston Villa in the Championship, held by Watford in the FA Cup, then got that goal against Manchester City, held by Norwich and held by Derby. So the goals really have dried up for Bristol City. This is a massive concern. So I wouldn't want to take them to be scoring goals again in this match. So I'm going to go in a slightly different vein to the way that I went betting-wise for the first leg. And I actually think Manchester City will win this and do so fairly comfortably. The 1-4 in the outright betting, I'd probably just play the minus a goal at 6-10. Minus 2 is 8-5. They obviously beat Newcastle at the weekend, winning by 3-0. This is a competition where, yes, Pep Guardiola has brought in some fringe players, but there's always been a smattering of genuine quality first team players in the lineup. I think it'll be the same again. The players that we have seen come in for Pep Guardiola, I think we made the point last time I was on the podcast. Yes, they're kids, but Manchester City kids are a bit of a different kettle of fish. They're all very talented. We saw Zinchenko playing the Premier League, of course, at the weekend. So I think it will be a strong Manchester City side. Bristol will probably set up in the same way, try and go for it again. But you have to be worried the fact that they've only scored one goal in 2018 in five games. Yes, it came against this opposition, but I wouldn't trust them to get on the score sheet here. And I wouldn't be as confident about it as I was in the first leg between the two sides. So I'm going to play Manchester City on the handicap. Minus a goal is 6-10. Minus 2 is 8-5. That's where I'll be looking for this one. Sergio Aguero obviously got the goal, the crucial goal in the first leg. Scored 3 at the weekend. He's 4-7 anytime. 12-5 first or last. Don't mind that. Again, check the team news. But I think there'll definitely be some star names in this Manchester City lineup. It may not be their all-out strongest 11. But I think Pep Guardiola has shown throughout the competition that he does play the big names, and he seems to want to win this trophy. He seems to have the genuine desire for this silverware, and this is about getting the job done for Manchester City. I think they will. I think it'll be a professional performance. I think they'll probably win without conceding as well. I'm very concerned about Bristol City's lack of goals of late. So Man City to win, and I'd play them on the handicaps as well.
Well, Man City looking to dominate against Bristol City, a tale of two cities in the second leg of this Carabao Cup semi-final. And Sam Norris likes the look of Manchester City minus a goal. So we move on to Wednesday evening and the other semi-final second leg. This time between Arsenal and Chelsea, a slightly more traditional semi-final in a major domestic competition, if you like. Arsenal are 11-5 in the 90 minutes betting for this match. The draw is 23-10, Chelsea 5-4 to qualify. Well, it's quite close. Arsenal are 11-10 and Chelsea at 4-6 or 6-4 on. Sam, better say the first leg of this wasn't a classic.
No, it was dreadful, which is a shame because these two sides have served up good matches this season. This is actually going to be the fifth meeting between the two sides this season, and the previous four meetings have all ended in a draw, bar the Community Shield, which Arsenal then went on to win on penalties. But after 120 minutes, it was a draw. I went for a draw in the first leg. I don't really see any reason to not go for the draw again here. 23-10, the price on offer for a draw. As mentioned, it's happened the four times they've met already this season. And both sides will come into this massively buoyed by their performances at the weekend. Both of them scored four after a little bit of a dip in form, really, for both sides, obviously more notably Arsenal. But they scored four in 20-odd minutes against Crystal Palace at the weekend. 22 minutes it took them to score four goals. Conceded late on, which will be annoying, but nothing to get too concerned about. And then obviously Chelsea, who beat Brighton in the early kickoff, they won by 4-0. That was actually a really good game. I thought Brighton gave that a real good go. They were unlucky not to take something out of the game, or not to at least get on the score sheet would perhaps be more apt. But Chelsea played well. There were some really, really nice flowing moves. The second goal in particular, Willian's goal, was a really, really well-crafted move. And Arsenal, very capable of playing football like that as well. So in terms of spectacle, I'm hoping that we get something like that, and they both play in the way they did at the weekend. But both sides addressed a little bit of an issue, certainly with scoring of late. I mean, Chelsea came into to that game against Brighton off the back of 3-0 draws and that 1-1 draw in the FA Cup to Norwich in what was a crazy game, Chelsea eventually winning on penalties. So Chelsea had been drawing plenty of games, hadn't been scoring too many goals. They'll be buoyed by the result at the weekend, and as well Arsenal, to be fair, because it had been a pretty miserable period leading up into that match for Arsenal. Their last defeat, in fact, was against Crystal Palace. Their last victory, I should say, was against Crystal Palace in December. They then were obviously knocked out of the FA Cup, played that entertaining 2-2 draw against Chelsea in the Premier League, and I'm hoping we'll be in for similar here, and defeat to Bournemouth as well before this weekend's performance when they beat Crystal Palace. But I think the two sides will be a bit more confident going into this match, but I just don't really see why it won't be a draw again at 23-10. I'm hoping that we have a high scoring draw. I think it will be a score draw. 1-1 is 6-1 and 2-2 is 14-1. I may well be dutching my stakes on those two correct score outcomes, because I'm hopeful that we're going to see a few goals here. Both scored 4 at the weekend, both in slightly better confidence now. Over 2.5 is 8-11, which is a bit skinny, but, and especially given that the first leg finished 0-0 and was a bit of a drab affair, I think that there will be a few goals though, and I might play the draw and over 2.5 goals, combine my two thoughts there at 17-2. Obviously it needs to be 2-2 or better for that one to land, but I think that could be a sporting way into this match. But I'd also be playing the draw on the outrights. But drawing over 2.5 at 17-2 could be of interest.
Yeah, both teams look really good, as you mentioned, on the weekend. It was very interesting, actually. Arsenal at one point were on course to win, I believe, 16-0 if the same frequency of scoring had continued in their game against Palace. And it was good for me as well, because they were two legs of my accumulator, Arsenal and Chelsea, and we were literally within about 10 minutes of the game getting underway. You were pretty certain that that you were quids in on those.
Yeah. Did that turn into a winning accumulator?
You know what? The third leg was Manchester United. That whole thing worked out at 3-1, which I thought was a fair price. Burnley were knocking on the door. We're going off topic here. They were knocking at the door, so I cashed out about 20 minutes from time, but I still got about, I don't know, 11-4 on it. So
okay, yeah, not bad at all. Drawing overs would be probably my favourite bet of the round as well of these two.
Oh, it's the nap selection.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, given that these naps aren't counted on any sort of table, I can put up 17-2 shots in it.
Is that supposed to be some sort of sly dig there?
No, I'm just saying that they're not. They're not collated in the table like the European nap is, which I might not be as bold. Yeah,
and the other naps.
Indeed.
That you can hear later on in the week in the weekend punt. Make sure you tune in for that. So you're going for draw and over 2.5 goals. So that is effectively a draw at 2-all or better.
Yes.
Or more.
Yes.
You should say. Better for the neutrals as Arsenal play Chelsea in the second leg of this League Cup semi-final. So we're going to see either Man City or Bristol City take on either Arsenal or Chelsea in the final. Putting you on the spot here, Sam Norris, what do you think the final's going to be? This is not necessarily for betting purposes, just a bit of fun.
Manchester City versus Arsenal.
He's going Man City against Arsenal.
Brilliant. Yeah.
You look unsure about yourself there.
I am unsure. I'm quite sure about Manchester City.
Yeah, I was going to say, which one are you unsure about?
Really putting my neck on the line there, going for the 1-33 shot to make the final.
Yeah, I mean, that's got nap written all over it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Drawing over 2.5 goals in the Arsenal and Chelsea match. That's 17-2. It's the nap selection of Sam Norris in this second leg of the League Cup semi-finals that take place this week on Tuesday and Wednesday. Make sure you tune into William Hill's In Play Radio for all the latest on them. Make sure you tune into the punt later in the week for the weekend punt, as we've been mentioning. And Sam, thanks for joining us on the punt today.
Thank you, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.